folks will see them getting set up for that. And then things will get going pretty quickly after that. The weekend of May 16th through the 18th, we'll see where they'll be taking the bridge down. They'll be doing the demolition on it. And when they do that, obviously the crossing the bridge, you can't do that anymore, but I-90 will be closed underneath there. And what they do is they'll detour folks up one ramp and down the other on each side. So you won't have to get too far afield to get around demolition work, but you will see some slowing down of traffic through there to come up the one side, and then they come down the other side and continue on I-90. So that'll be the, you know, kind of a, sometimes these projects start slowly and gear up, and this one, it just jumps right into the main main event right away, which is good. And then they'll start the process of rebuilding that bridge to replace it, and we're going to be putting in a wider bridge with better pedestrian access across it and connecting to the trail on South End. And then during the summer, you know, the folks will see some detours for when we have to reconstruct some of the ramps. And then typically what they'll do is go down, they'll use Highway 56, and then you can go north or south there. And then, say, if you're on the north side, you can take 220th Street to get over to, like, to the Austin Country Club, or 215th Street to the south of I-90 gets you back over to 28th Street Northeast. So there will be some inconvenience at times during those stretches, and we'll make sure we let folks know in advance when those ramp closures will take place through the summer. We don't have them scheduled hard yet. We're working with the contractor, and we'll be meeting with them next week to kind of map out what their planned schedule is, and then we'll make sure that we get those out to the public in advance so they know ahead of time how to get around.